Honey, can you please come over here so that we can talk? I'd like to continue our discussion about starting a family. I understand your concern that you don't know the first thing about caring for a child. But that's never stopped anyone else from having a baby. I'm sure you'd be a great dad. Plus, I think I've come up with the perfect solution. A kind of mini camp and baby care that we can do right here at home. No, we're not borrowing a baby. So you don't need to worry about learning at the expense of someone else's child. You're going to experience everything you need to know firsthand from the baby's perspective. You're going to be the baby and I'm going to be your mommy. That way, I'll get practice and you can provide me with feedback. And we'll learn together what to do and how to do it. You agree it makes sense, right? Well, no, it won't just be a couple of hours. That wouldn't be a true test. We have the weekend, and there's no reason we can't get started right away. There's nothing to think about. I've already decided that we're going to do this. You don't want to start with a spanking and a timeout in the corner already, do you? I didn't think so. We should start with a bath and get you all clean before your first diaper. Okay, I think we're only supposed to fill up the tub a couple of inches, so this should be enough water. Before I help you in, I need to test the temperature of the water with my elbow. I know, it's weird, right? It should feel warm, but not hot. Okay, baby boy, in you go. I know you won't slip, but I still need to hold you because that's what we do with little ones. The baby book says that I need to wash gently in all of these creases and to make sure your diaper area gets special attention. Honey, you seem to like being bathed in the diaper area just a little too much. We'd better move on to your hair. Ready? I'm gonna tip your head back to pour water over your head. Now, time for the shampoo. Good. Oh, sorry, did I get shampoo in your eyes? Shoot, let me try again. Is that better? See, that's why we're doing this. Wait, you didn't just pee in the tub, did you? Are you sure? I think it's time to get you out. We're going to start with cloth diapers and plastic pants. Then tomorrow, we'll switch to disposables, and you can tell me which one was more comfy. Yes, I said tomorrow. The potty is off limits. So grow up. Actually, don't. You need to think of yourself as an infant, and baby boys use diapers. Let's see. Fold it in, then up. No, that's not right. Like a kite, it says. Okay. That's better. Pull it up tight. Now the pins. Oh, sorry. I'm doing my best. Okay, lesson learned. Oh, wait. I forgot the lotion on your bottom. Okay, where was I? Pull the diaper away from baby's skin before inserting the pin. All right. Now for the waterproof panties. Oh, oh, sorry. You just look so adorable. And now you can pee all you want and all of our furniture is protected. What should we do next? Are you hungry? Good, feeding is on the list. We'll pretend that this is a high chair. Stop squirming or I'll tie you to it. Try me, baby. I really will. That's better. Of course you need this bib. We're trying to be as authentic as possible. No, babies don't get to choose, so if mommy decides to put you in a bib full of fairies, that's what you'll wear. Since you're secured, I can go to the kitchen to make you dinner. I'm sorry that took so long. I was experimenting with different textures. Let's try this one first. It's baby cereal with green veggies pureed with some warm milk. I know it's runny, but this is just the first one. Ew, are you spitting that out on purpose? I read that I just scrape your chin with this little spoon and put it right back in. No, you have to finish all of it. Then we have three more bowls, each one with a little less milk added. Mm-hmm. I know what broccoli does to you. And I've got plenty of diapers to handle it. In the meantime, look at this bib. Luckily, I bought several to cover each meal. Of course, babies don't start out eating solids, so it's time for your bottle, little one. Bottles, plural. We need to test out different nipples and different formulas, so I've made four bottles. Come on, it'll be fun. Just put your head in my lap here and snuggle in nice and close. Did I hold it at the right angle? And was it necessary for you to get so close to my boob, or was that just you? Did you like it when I ran my fingers through your hair as you nursed? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't care that you feel bloated. There's still three more bottles to go. You know how to make room, and I can change you when we're done. I know I said I'd change you, but I'm waiting for the broccoli to take effect. Besides, it'd be good to know how long we can leave a baby in a soaking wet diaper before it gets too uncomfortable. An hour? Two? Three? Ugh! You did that on purpose. No, I'm still gonna wait. Now we can see how long we can leave a baby in a messy diaper, and we'll see which comes first. You reaching your limit and how long you can sit in your filth, or mommy not being able to take the stench anymore. If we had a playpen, this is where I'd put you in while I went to another room. While we wait, we can play some baby games. Peekaboo? I guess you're right. We don't really need to practice those, but I did get a few picture books. Let me try reading to you and see if I can make funny voices and explain what's going on in simple words. Snuggle in nice and close to mommy, and let me put my arm around you while I read. I thought you'd like that. Okay, I know it's only been an hour, but we need to change you. Baby, this is so gross. Okay, and the pins. I think I'm supposed to wipe off the mess with a clean part of the diaper, but there's hardly any part that's still clean. Baby wipes it is. Lots and lots of baby wipes. What's with the smile? Oh, you like being clean down there. You're the only one taking pleasure from this, believe me. Oh, that took so long. I hope with practice it goes much quicker. Stop smirking. You can't possibly have any more in you for now. Pretend you're strapped on the changing table while I dispose of this in a soapy pail. I know it's only been one change, but I'm already leaning towards disposables. Now, if you were really a baby, I think it would be bedtime. You don't need to go to sleep, but let me put you down and then we'll snuggle in as if you were. Oh, these hugs are the best. And I love petting your bulging bottom. Yeah, put your head right here. So warm and so wonderful. Ugh, and so stinky. Did you just wet yourself? I know, my fault for the four bottles. There. That wasn't too bad, was it? I got a lot of practice in only 24 hours, and you got to provide a lot of valuable information. Stuff that a real baby couldn't tell us. So, your baby time is over, but I do have a special surprise. No, not that. Your mind is as dirty as your diapers were. But you can lift my skirt. See? Mommy's wearing a diaper too. I think it's only fair that we switch roles. Now you're the grown-up and I'm the baby. If you look close, you can already see that I need changing. Maybe we can start with a bath.